Welcome to A Saint a Day for Saturday, the 20th of September, 2008. Agatha Kim. Today the church celebrates a group of martyrs, and by doing so celebrates the foundation of the church itself within the area of Korea. Today we remember the martyrs of Korea, a group of 103 named martyrs, priests, missionaries, lay people, were killed in the early days of the church in Korea, most during waves of persecution in 1839, 1846, and 1867. Those names you hear behind me are the 103 martyrs, chosen because we have their names and parts of their stories, when actually there were thousands who died to help found the church in that peninsula. Augustine Pak Chong Wan. To represent the whole group, I'm going to look briefly at two people. The first is St. Andrew Kim Taegon, one of the best known of the group. St. Andrew was born to the Korean nobility. His parents were converts. He was raised around the faith and was baptized at the age of 15. His father was eventually martyred, and Andrew traveled 1,300 miles to the closest seminary in Macau, China. He became the first Korean native priest and the first priest to die for the faith in Korea. He is considered one of the leaders of this group, the martyrs of Korea, being tortured and finally beheaded in 1846 and sold. Korea is unusual in that the church achieved some of its greatest foundation when there were no clergy in the country, there having all been murdered in some of the persecutions. One of the best known of those laymen is St. Paul Chung Hassan. His father, his mother, and his brother were all martyrs. Paul helped reunite the scattered Christians who'd spread out to hide during the persecutions. He encouraged them to keep to their faith and live that faith. He wrote the work Sangji Sangsu to explain to the Korean government why the church and Christianity was no threat to them. But it didn't stop the persecutions. He worked as a servant to men in the Korean diplomatic corps in order to travel to China. He traveled there 9 times and used this opportunity to speak to the Bishop of Beijing to try to get priests sent to Korea. He pled directly to Rome for help and received the support of Pope Gregory X. When the clergy began to return to Korea, Paul entered the seminary, but he died in 1839 in one of the persecution waves and never became ordained. A lifelong layman, he's considered one of the great founders of the church in Korea. During the canonization mass in 1984, Pope John Paul II had this to say about the martyrs of Korea. The Korean church is unique because it was founded entirely by lay people. This fledgling church, so young and yet so strong in faith, withstood wave after wave of fierce persecution. In less than a century, it could boast of 10,000 martyrs. The death of these many martyrs became the leaven of the church and led to today's splendid flowering of the church in Korea. Even today, this undying spirit sustains the Christians in the so-called Church of Silence in the north of this tragically divided land. For more information on the martyrs, for the other individual stories that I've got available, and for the other folks who are celebrated on the calendar today, check out saints.sqpn.com, saints.sqpn.com. If you have comments, you can email me via terry@sqpn.com, terry@sqpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Perpetua Hong Kong Ju. Peter Almaitra, Peter Cho Chaang Ho, Peter Cho Hyung, Peter Cho Kwaso.